It is 8:18 with the Ennis Gain Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is where radio comes alive. Our neighbor, South Africa, is in the middle of or in the midst of an apparent national shutdown by official opposition. Not official opposition, but opposition that's in the name of EFF. And we've got TP Umsomi, a broadcaster of note who's out in Durban, who gave us a bit of a voice note just to give us a feel of the situation on the ground.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, Fresh FM listeners, and a big good morning to Fresh FM Breakfast Show listeners, NSK, and your team. My name is TP Thandazani Msomi, and I report to you live in South Africa, KwaZulu Natal, KZN, and I am in Durban town. Durban town seems to be one of the biggest towns in South Africa. Wherever there is anything that is happening, once it trends in Durban, it goes across the country. So I think this is the CBD that most of the people are looking forward to see what is really happening as there is a strike today. So I'm here in Durban as I stay and I work around town. So badly today I couldn't make it to work because my company had to close just for the safety of our product and the safety of our customers and the safety of our workers. And some other companies are closed here because they wanted to put safety first. But what I can say, NSK, my brother, is that police are everywhere, and there are also some South African members who are patrolling that are supporting that we should protect our shops, we should protect our town, we should protect whatever we have here as much as we can. But the strike, yes, is happening. The national shutdown is happening. People are here since this morning, 8 hours of the morning. People started to come together and to sing the songs and to say Ramaphosa must step down. People, they are singing that they are tired of the load shedding. They are tired of people who are not working. There is also a water problem that is happening here in South Africa. And one thing you can notice, there is no load shedding since yesterday, today and tomorrow. And I think ANC and the Eskom organizers organized that because they can see that if there is a load shedding, more especially at midnight, this thing should have started so badly yesterday. So even today it might start if the lights are off. At least if we got light on, some people won't be able to attack some shops because everyone can see them. But the thing is not too bad here in South Africa. As much as there are cars that we have seen being hit by the stone, and we have seen some people getting arrested, but only people who are getting arrested, it's not those people who are protesting in peace, but it's those people who are trying to attack others, who tries to stop other people from going to work, and those who attack cars. And there is only one or two shops that have been tried to be looted by the police. They came and they got those people who tried to loot on those shops. But NSK and your team, the situation is not bad. It's look like the South African police service is trying by all means to control the situation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, TP Msomi. We appreciate you for giving us a heads up in terms of what's happening in South Africa, especially where you are based. That's in the city of Durban. He's saying that he couldn't go to work because they took a decision not to open shop.
That's great.
For fear of the chaos that may ensue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. If you are in South Africa, send us a voice note. We will also try and get a hold of an actual civilian. Perhaps in a different part of South Africa to see what is happening that side. Speaking of protest action and demonstration, have you ever been a part of a demonstration for one reason or another, or a cause, or for, and what was the cause for that matter? Send us that voice note, 0830001029. We will start this Monday off with Cynthia Rhodia. She will be our cheer, and we'll do that in the next 5 minutes or so. Stick around.
There you are, riding in silence, both deep in thought. I bet you the driver